Hey, happy day. I've had several people over the years say to me, I started to watch a show and I couldn't figure it out at first. Is it a comedy? Is it a serious thing or what is it? The comedy, I guess, is a comedy of errors with regards to the country that we live in. And the joke is who you vote for. And then, of course, they get the last laugh because the joke is on us. Did you get all of that? I mean, I guess there's kind of humor in it and I guess I kind of deliver it that way, but it's depressing. But we got to happy up because I'm happy because I know that there's a fix for all the left-wing craziness. To comprehend what the left is about and what they do, you got to understand their belief system. You can't understand them or why they do it, because if you did, you'd be one of them. You'd be as crazy as them. So you have to kind of step back and drill into this a little bit and look at their belief system. They actually believe things that are kind of silly. They have this systematic structure, right? The left has a worldview, and the Gateses of the world, the Obamas, the Trudeaus, the Bidens, they actually believe that they can do things better than us. They actually believe that they can lead us out of the wilderness, and they actually believe that they are smarter than us, which of course means that they think we are stupid. That is what they think. I mean, they know best how to guide and conduct mankind's affairs. They need to reign because, again, we're too dumb to look after ourselves. And if we ever give a little pushback, they give us things and then they take things away and then they tax us more. And when people are taxed and when people are under pressure, they look to the government for assistance. And then they say, wow, we're winning. And that's kind of what goes on. Socialism with its government economic control is basically the left wing's economic system. It's their engine. That's what it is. Capitalism with its freedoms and all that kind of stuff, it's out of control and they don't like that. And the left has no morality whatsoever. I mean, some of them smile and they look good and look pretty. The girls, but when you drill into them, they're evil. Left is evil. Truly it is. I mean, they do things like steal, and there's lots of cases with murder even. They do things that aren't nice. I mean, and then they impose things on us, like climate change and COVID vaccines and transgenderisms. And, all of that leads to control and dominance. And again, if they do a lot of, I don't know, taxing things and make your life more miserable, you look to them for help. And that's back to the control. I mean, parents, they want to teach their children what they want to teach their children. And the government says, hold on here now. We haven't approved that. And so we have to get rid of the family because they're pushing. They're actually thinking that they can tell their children things. And really, it's up to us. That's how the left thinks. So the state has to control the education of the children. So they then have to talk about things to take control away from the parents. They have to get into the homosexuality, and it's no longer about arithmetic and so many other things. It's about homosexuality, abortion, same-sex marriage. They're coming for your children, and it's succeeding. So we got to push back. We got to really push back. And I took some aspirin, and I got ready for this, and I was going to go look at liberal.ca, which is the Canadian communist government, and they're not even liberal anymore. They're way past that. So I went to the website. It's kind of like watching CNN, and I saw the stuff that they're preaching, and it's scary. They have this national, and they brag about it. We have a national school food program. They're going to feed your kids. We have an International Women's Day. I ain't saying about an International Man's Day. I must have missed that. And then they have universal pharmacare that they're working on. And then, of course, they've already got Medicare and so many other things. And now they're talking about housing action. We're going to build homes for all you people. Well, they've driven the prices up so high that nobody can afford a home. And now they say, hey, we'll save you. It's kind of like the fireman starting the fire and then coming along and saying, I'll put it out. I'll save your life. Wow. Word meanings, I'm jumping here. Word meanings do change. Back in the 1600s, Yahoo was coined, that word, that term, and it was a term for a crude and brutish person whose behavior was bad. And you're a Yahoo. And as time went on, of course, it became a zillion-dollar company, but it also kind of stands for fun. Yahoo. I mean, I would say that of all the liberals weren't with us anymore. Yahoo. Pinkles, they're still like the old Yahoos. They haven't changed. Hey, y'all come back. I don't think I'm going to change either. Politically, right is right, right? I'm right, and all these left-wing wackos, we just got to work on all the right stuff. So you know, hey, have a fun day.